10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
All right, I have a top Democratic representative joining me today to go in-depth about the open bribe that Trump took from the royal family of Qatar in the form of a $400 million flying palace. This is a level of corruption that is unseen in American politics, and Republicans' heads would literally explode if Biden ever did anything remotely similar. But the thing is, when Trump was confronted this morning, he continued to melt down over it. Donald Trump is desperately trying to defend receiving a $400 million luxury jet as a gift from Qatar, but we will not let up. I think it would be a major mistake if we stopped covering the story or we got distracted by anything else when Trump is taking open bribes. This happened less than 24 hours ago and will continue to push on this story. Make sure you drop a like. Make sure you drop some blue hearts if you appreciate what I do. And you know, let's jump into this interview with Representative Greg Landsman. First, let me read this post. So the fact that the Defense Department is giving a gift free of charge of a 747 aircraft to replace a 40-year-old force temporarily has bothered the crooked Democrats so much that they insist we pay. No. That's not what bothers us. It's that you're taking a gift from a nation that funds our enemies, that funds terrorist groups, and after taking that gift, you use it for your own personal gain and then retire it in your own personal library. You know, Representative Greg Landsman joined me to dig into this. Watch until the end. Love you guys. Check it out. I'm joined today by Representative Greg Landsman of Ohio's 1st Congressional District. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Let's waste no time. I want to ask you what your read is on the plane that Trump was gifted from the royal family of Qatar. $400 million. Trump is the only one that gets to use it. After his presidency, it gets retired. What's your readout?
It's blatant corruption. I mean, it is open air corruption. I mean, it was just, you know, in your face corruption. And the Qataris, a very problematic group, have given or are going to give the president of the United States a $500 billion private jet in exchange for, as we'll find out, weapons and other favors. And congressional Republicans better act. Otherwise, voters are going to say, you know, like, there's so many things that congressional Republicans have done to really hurt Americans. The corruption piece will be unforgivable. They'll hate this.
If you were the leader of the Democratic Party, how would you message around the corruption? Because Republicans made up corruption about Biden for 4 years, but they were on message with that made up lie. So if you were able to create a top down strategy for the Democrats and everyone followed your suit, how would you be messaging about this corruption?
Well, so there's two sort of bodies or buckets of corruption. One is the stuff that Trump is doing, the Trump family, you know, the Trump corruption, let's just say, you'd call it. And it's the $500 billion private jet that he's getting from the Qataris, Eric and Don Jr. going around the country securing deals for their dad. Trump has this Trump coin, which essentially is a Swiss bank account where people are just depositing money to curry favor with the administration. They'll get tariff exemptions. There's that corruption, and it needs to be investigated and it needs to be cleaned up so that this is like the 08 market crash and the walls, you know, all of the awfulness that happened with the meltdown of the economy in 08, and no one was held accountable. Somebody that Trump and everyone involved will have to be held accountable. And I'm not talking about political retribution. I just mean like the people have to be held accountable and it has to be fixed so that folks have faith again. The second bucket is the day-to-day corruption of Washington, which is the corporate PAC and billionaire donor class folks who give they drown these politicians in cash and then they vote with them. And we're about to see it this week. I'm on Energy and Commerce. We're going to have a 2-day, 3-day fight over healthcare. They want to do tax cuts. Great. We want to do tax cuts. They want to pay for it by taking away healthcare from millions of Americans, almost $1 trillion in healthcare they're going to take away. We would say, no, just tax the folks at the top, the corporate investors and the billionaires. And we'll lay out the math. The math is simple, but they won't do it because they take so much money from these folks. The gun manufacturers, they flood these guys with cash. The pharmaceutical companies, the HMOs, I mean, that's the day-to-day corruption. And both of it has to end. You got to get dark money out of politics. You got to have more and more folks like me who don't take corporate PAC money. And you know, Obama, you mentioned that you just got a chance to talk to him. Mm-hmm. I hope I'm not spoiling anything, but like he was the last one of us, you know, at the top rung of the Democratic Party who said, no, I'm not taking corporate PAC money because I don't want there to be any confusion. I am with you, not them.
And it's such easy framing, especially at a time when Elon Musk is walking around the White House, when Trump is a billionaire himself, he's surrounded by billionaires. It's so easy to point out the framing that one party passed a substantial amount of legislation to help the working class, and one party is actively hurting the working class. On that note, let's talk about tariffs. We could talk about a lot of things regarding tariffs, but this morning, Trump seemed to have reverted back to the mean, and he blinked. He dropped his tariffs with zero substantial concessions from China, zero concessions whatsoever. So explain how Trump basically just chickened out.
Yeah, there's no rhyme or reason to what Trump's doing. They put almost no thought into it. It's one of the most, you know, non-strategic, chaotic things a president has ever done. He started a global trade war without any game plan. And it's caused chaos and uncertainty. The uncertainty is what still remains. Like, you know, these aren't deals with Great Britain and China. They're just changes to what was already on the table. It still means higher prices. I mean, everyone's going to pay higher prices. We're still in the middle of a global trade war, and none of the things that he said were going to happen are happening. And it doesn't even seem like he's trying to get, you know, manufacturing here. If you want to get manufacturing back here, you invest in manufacturing here with targeted tariffs. That's not at all what he's doing. He's doing, you know, chaos. And again, after, you know, the dust settles on this China result, because it's not a deal. They just changed the numbers. People will say, this is actually more uncertainty. It's every day there's more uncertainty. And uncertainty means that businesses will pull back. And that leads to a recession, that leads to job loss, that leads to higher prices.
Yep. The uncertainty leads to especially a lack of capital investment into the United States. So then these companies can't even build manufacturing plants, and they wouldn't want to if they think that in 2 years or in 2 weeks, the policy could be completely different. I like the example of South Korea, because Trump is claiming he's cutting this massive deal with South Korea, but it's basically just the same deal that Obama had in 2014 with zero tariffs. All Trump did was tear up the piece of paper and then stop it from being like ratified through Congress. So now it's just at the whims of each president. So Trump's deals are actually they are directly hurting America, making us an unpredictable ally. Can you connect that back to Americans' lives? Because sometimes I feel like when we're talking about tariffs, we get too caught up in these high level conversations about global alliances. How does this affect everyday Americans' pockets?
Yeah, so the prices just go up on just about everything that you buy. And at a time when people are already struggling to pay all their bills, right? You know, the cost of rent or their mortgage has gone up. The cost of food has gone up. You know, health insurance. You know, cost of the bank account situation in the United States is one of the most underreported stories. Of our time right now, in that, yeah, GDP looks fine, or you know, it's not. I think we're heading into a recession, but it's been okay. You know, I think this has been a problem for Democrats that we told people the economy was fine when, you know, it's been fundamentally broken for decades. Unemployment is, you know, relatively low, but none of it takes into account the real pain that people are facing. And the way you can sort of get at that is like, you know, appreciating that the bank accounts for the vast majority of Americans, it's pretty grim, right? They pay all their bills. There's almost nothing left. And now he's going to say all the things that you buy outside of those big ticket items like rent and healthcare, all that stuff's going to go up. And so, you know, if you were already pinched, like you're fucked now. I mean, and so this is why congressional Republicans, if they want to survive politically and, you know, and if they care, they should work with us to take back the tariff authority and establish certainty by ending the global trade war.
Very, very well said. The average American doesn't have $500 to cover an emergency, and Trump's tariff plan will increase $2,000 plus per year their cost. So thank you so much for joining me, Representative. I really do appreciate the time.
Anytime.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.